United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Margaret O'Brien. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds presented by this station as a public service. Saving today means security tomorrow. Insure your future through the regular purchase of United States Savings Bonds, the finest, safest investment in the world. And now to open the show, here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra in a special arrangement of Cactus Polka. Thank you, Harry. And now it's my pleasure to present our famous guest, the lovable young motion picture star, Miss Margaret O'Brien. She stars in a sketch titled Just Plain Jane, written by Harry Lawrence especially for this program. We take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
Miss Randall's School for Girls was quite exclusive. Plain little Jane got in there because her older sister was the best cook Miss Randall ever had. Jane paid for her tuition by waiting tables and running errands. In spite of this, Miss Randall treated Jane exactly like all the other girls. She bawled her out just as often.
Jane, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yes, Miss Randall.
Can you explain how I happened to find lipstick and rouge in your room?
I guess it was because I didn't hide them very well.
This is no joking matter, Jane. You knew, of course, that Gerald Stanley, the motion picture star, is coming here for dinner this evening.
Yes, Miss Randall.
As you also know, he's coming to Randall's to choose a young girl for his next picture. But he wants a girl who is sweet and unspoiled, not one who uses cosmetics.
Yes, Miss Randall. No, Miss Randall.
Two demerits for you, young lady. Now run along and get the butter and vegetables for the dinner out at Fairbrook Farm. You may ride your bicycle, but be careful. And that's all.
Yes, Miss Randall. Oh, Mr. Newberry, Miss Randall says I may take my bicycle out. I'm going to Fairbrook Farm.
Well, that's fine, Miss Jane. Here it is.
Thank you. My, such excitement today.
Gerald Stanley, eh?
Yes. He's going to choose one of his girls for his next picture.
Wonderful. I've been caretaker here for a good many years, Miss Jane. In all that time, there's been no sweeter, finer young lady here than yourself.
Mr. Newberry, I thank you.
However, there are other girls here, more show-offy, more glamorous looking. So don't be too disappointed, Miss Jane, if he picks somebody else.
I won't, Mr. Newberry. I shan't be disappointed at all. because you see, I know he'll pick somebody else. Well, off to Fairbrook Farm. At least the cows and the chicken think I'm glamorous. Oh, hello. I think you have a flat tire.
You think I have a flat tire. Young lady, I know I have a flat tire.
That's funny.
A flat tire is funny only when someone else has it.
If you took off those dark glasses, maybe you could see what you're doing better.
I know, but I'm accustomed to wearing them. Besides, they make the world look as gloomy as I feel right now. Where is Miss Randall's school for girls?
Back that way. I know I go there.
Oh, is that so? What's your name?
Just plain Jane Smith.
And where, just plain Jane Smith, are you going on that mighty fancy bicycle?
To Fairbrook Farm for butter and vegetables. We're having a very special dinner at Miss Randall's tonight. Do you know who's going to be there? Gerald Stanley.
No. Ever seen any of his pictures?
Every one of them. His last one was awfully corny.
I thought so, too.
And you know what? He's going to choose one of his girls to be in his next picture.
Oh, fine. Maybe he'll choose you.
Oh, no. I'm just plain Jane. There's so many lovely and talented girls at Miss Randall's.
How is the old girl?
Miss Randall?
Mm-hmm.
She's very strict, but perfectly fair. I like her. Even when she balls me out like she did this morning.
Oh? What for?
Sally stole my roommate, hid her lipstick and rouge in my keepsake box. Miss Randall fell and found them and thought they were mine.
What did you tell her?
I'm no snitcher. I just said, yes, Miss Randall, yes, Miss Randall.
Atta girl, Jane. You're all right. Well, I can't fix this tire. Where's the nearest telephone?
At Fairbrook Farm, about 2 miles down. Can you ride a bicycle?
Oh, I think so. I used to ride one.
Then you could do the pedaling and I could ride on the handlebars.
Jane, it's a deal. Wait, I'll hold it while you climb on. You all set?
Yes. With those dark glasses on, I hope you can see where you're going. If we end up in a ditch, I'll be a plainer Jane than ever. You sent for me, Miss Randall?
Yes, Jane. I have something to tell you. And I hope you appreciate what I'm going to say.
Yes, Miss Randall.
In spite of the many capable and charming girls we have here, Gerald Stanley, for some reason, has chosen you.
Yes, Miss Randall.
Yes? Well, aren't you thrilled?
Oh, yes, Miss Randall.
Perhaps it was because you helped him with his car this afternoon. You didn't know that was Mr. Stanley, did you?
Yes, Miss Randall.
You did?
You see, his cigarette lighter was inscribed Gerald Stanley. The cigarette case was engraved Gerald Stanley. His suitcases, his briefcase, and his car were all marked Gerald Stanley. So I sort of suspected he was Gerald Stanley.
Jane, you may be plain, but you'll get along. Yes, indeed, you'll get along very well in this world. That's all. You may go.
Yes, Miss Randall. Yes, Miss Randall. Oh, brother, yes, Miss Randall.
And now here's our star with a curtain speech, Miss Margaret O'Brien.
I hope you liked our story about Just Plain Jane, because it proves that wishes come true, and every boy and girl listening to me, and grown-ups too, can have their favorite wish come true, just as if they had a wishing well. The modern wishing well is built of United States savings stamps and savings bonds. When you have a wishing well made of stamps and bonds, you can't help but make your wishes come true, because you've saved for them. And that's the surest way to get them. So, boys and girls, buy savings stamps at school or at the post office. And ask your parents to buy bonds, too. Because they're the best way to make your dreams come true.
Thank you, Margaret O'Brien. And now Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra conclude the show with Mr. Sosnick's own arrangement of the lovely Younger Than Springtime from South Pacific. Past quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds presented by this station each week as a public service. Our thanks again to our star, Margaret O'Brien, for great performance. Appearing in the supporting cast were Norman Field, Peter Leeds, Ann Stone, and Rod O'Connor. The play was directed by Lewis Graff with Irma Glenn at the organ. Next week, we'll have another outstanding star and more fine music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. So we hope you'll be on hand. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and suggesting that you plan today for a secure tomorrow. Invest in United States Savings Bonds.